Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. They call themselves Disciplined Security Advocates. Today we are speaking with Tristan Kim, founder and CEO of Josan Group, Canada's number one cybersecurity brokerage based in Toronto, Canada. Mr. Kim, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Looking forward to being informed here today on cybersecurity. So security and cyber breaches, it appears to be on every headline news every week. What's changing here? What's going on?
Well, what's changed, I mean, definitely we're seeing more breaches, that's for sure. Unfortunately, we're still at a state where the bad guys are winning this fight against cybercrime. So a few points to consider and the reasons why is we're seeing more and more sophisticated attacks. Obviously, ransomware is on the rise, and the actual ransom demand continues to increase. And last but not least, many are just simply unprepared still. The notion of it's not going to happen to me is still lingering around. This is the cause. I mean, just we see the headline news and see the others get breached, and here's the news, and here's all the outcome and the reason why. But you sit back and say, oh, I'm not going to be a target. It's not going to happen to me. Well, that's the notion here. It's going to happen. Everyone is a target, no matter how small or large your business is. And yeah, that way of thinking has to stop.
Certainly appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Tell us, why is security so difficult to address, and what should organizations do today in order to better protect themselves?
Yeah, well, I think to answer that question, here's a perspective I think we need to take a look at from the outside in to get a better understanding. What I mean by that is that, first of all, security is definitely not something people should take granted for, right? So we also had a shift in the industry. And what I mean by shift is from the IT to security, and security folks dealing with security today is a totally different concern from what we had before. Because years ago, we were more concerned about downtime and backups, and all the solutions answered how to stay up and running 99.999% of the time. Today, the landscape has totally changed. How do I not only keep the systems up and running, but how do I stop the bad guys from shutting me down? So there is a skills shortage for security pros for a reason here. Not everyone can do it. We realize that IT guys are not security pros, and that is why they don't consider them to be the solution to the lack of talent in the industry we have today. It's also evident that IT and security are two separate departments, much like NOC, which is the Network Operations Center, doesn't talk with the SOX, which is the Security Operations Center. This is part of the challenge here. The skills shortage and the common misconception of bundling, or thinking that your IT department is going to be able to handle security, is the misunderstanding. We shouldn't be thinking this way. We should think security is one, and it's a definite skill set, and IT should either develop that, or you should look to hire security folks, right? Last but not least, everyone needs to realize that they're not defending themselves against the technology here, right? We're dealing with a very, very highly organized, skilled, and resourceful group of people, right? People. And hackers are hacking humans and not technology. So therefore, it would take another person to defend themselves against in the grand scheme of things, and not just technology here. So, you know, we go back decades of security, studies in these reports that multinationals have reported. The top 10 reasons why organizations still get hacked is because of human error, right? So to better protect themselves, our CIO, Jason Marilla, developed a set of questions called the three considerations for security. Number one, do you know what data you're protecting, right? Number two, do you understand the current security posture? And number three, you know how to respond to a breach or a security incident. So these are three questions we call three considerations for security, right? You would always have to ask yourself these questions every day. And if you answered yes to all three questions, your job is never done here. And you should never feel comfortable. And once you do feel comfortable, that's when you're going to get hacked. The three considerations are here for you to always keep in mind, and it's suggested that you run this in parallel with any major business decision that you make.
If you would, tell us more about Josan Group and what you do to help organizations better protect themselves against cyber attacks.
Well, for sure. So, you know, we've realized that the security industry today is very fast-paced. It's evolving, and we've seen an influx of, you know, much of the resellers and companies, especially companies that do not even traditionally sell security, now creating products and security services because it's just a multi-billion dollar industry. It's growing, right? So everyone wants to get a piece of the pie. So I don't blame them. But at the end of the day, everyone in terms of the end users, or we call clients today, are getting confused. The market's changing. You know, new products are coming out. You know, everyone's pretty much coming to them and pitching the same product, but calling it different names. And it's confusing them. Time is being taken away, and also it's getting really expensive here. So Josan Group, we were specifically designed to address this, right? So we wanted to make security a lot more simple for clients to deal with. So we help them navigate through the world of security. We basically guide them through who's who and what's what in this industry, and we provide them access to choice, convenience, and counsel.
And of course, we certainly appreciate what you're doing in this space and for joining us here today. And the focus here today, we are joined by Tristan Kim, founder and CEO of Josan Group, Canada's number one cybersecurity brokerage firm based in Toronto, Canada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would walk us through this, if I were to hire Josan Group, what is the process and how is it going to benefit our organization compared to going to my VAR?
Yeah, for sure. VAR, as in value-added resellers, that's typically the name that we use in the industry here. So we definitely did not want to be part of the mix. We have enough resellers out there. We have enough vendors out there that are creating great products and services. What we wanted to do is position ourselves as a broker and as a brokerage, and first of its kind in the security industry, because we've seen brokerages in the insurance, mortgage, and real estate businesses. But we took this model and basically applied it to security because we hear what the clients are saying. It's confusing them. It's taking a lot of their time researching products and services. They don't know who to turn to because there's so many people that are doing this business, right? What we want to do is this, because over the years and tenure of our, not just myself, but my team, we've pretty much established, you know, all the partnerships across Canada and the U.S. and pretty much all of North America. We will basically provide them this access to this network. What we do is we provide the consultation, obviously the advocacy, and we provide basically a true unbiased consultation on the client's side of the business, right? So we sit from the client side. It's a very client-centric business model, providing them access to choice, convenience, and counsel. But at the end of the day, the difference is that when you work with Josan Group, we would actually vet and evaluate the actual service vendor or the firm that you're looking to do business with. So because they're a partner of ours, if you were to, for example, do a pen test, we would basically source out the three best fit partners for your organization, and then basically scorecard this and provide you with a more informed decision to make, so that, number one, it saves you time, it saves you money because we can get the market pricing for this. And then you also get the advocacy from us because we're all consultants here and we're going to put you in the right direction.
Certainly appreciate that information. Again, most helpful. What are the services that Josan Group offers?
Yeah, for sure. So the Elite Partnership Network, basically, we have established, you know, every area. We built an ecosystem with regards to law enforcement, being our partners, cyber legal teams, PR, insurance, obviously next generation technology vendors. We got red teams and obviously security consulting firms as well. We basically provide end-to-end security services from information security to cybersecurity. So you're talking about cybersecurity services in terms of consulting, pen tests, vulnerability, too much to name here, but in the category of breach response, in terms of forensics, in terms of, you know, GRC, the governance risk and compliance, all the gap analysis towards any sort of frameworks, towards any sort of standard, and to the technology and also managed services as well, because we've partnered up with security operations centers. And so we basically leverage the partners to provide you the best fit solution.
Tristan, really great to have had you with us. Appreciate the focus. Certainly thank you for what you do in the industry through the Josign Group. And what is the best way for someone to get a hold of you or your firm, the Josign Group, there in Toronto, to better help them be protected against cyber attacks?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our website, www.josigngroup.com. So www.josigngroup.com, or you can follow us on LinkedIn. We do also participate on a grassroots project called Information Security Toronto, partnered with Toronto Police Service. We hold quarterly seminars at the headquarters of Toronto Police. You can find us there. The website's infosecto.com. Or it's just simply follow me, Tristan Kim, on LinkedIn.
Certainly is giving folks an opportunity to be in touch and to be better assisted for sure. Really appreciate it. And again, Tristan, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Tristan Kim, founder and CEO of Josign Group, Canada's number one cybersecurity brokerage firm based in Toronto, Canada. And for all the details, visit josigngroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.